APS and its rates were back before the Arizona Corporation Commission last week. And after a marathon meeting to discuss what to do for the company's customers, the commission ultimately took no action. Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic was keeping watch, and he joins us now with more. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Okay, so what was up for discussion this time around with APS before the board?
Well, the commissioners are still debating the rate hike that the company was approved for all the way back in 2017. And not just the fact that the rates went up, but the way customers can be charged for electricity. All five commissioners have pretty serious issues with the way APS has executed that rate plan and not explained it well to customers. More than half the customers, or about half the customers, still aren't on the best plan for the way they use their energy. So they brought APS in virtually to discuss how to better explain this to a million people about how to use their electricity and what might be done about the fact that they haven't been given clear information on their rate plans yet.
Okay, we'll get to the results or the non-results of this in a minute. But what is the virtual nature of this like? How does it change the discussion? How does it change the debate?
Well, they've gotten a little better at this as the pandemic has gone on. But obviously not having everyone in the room and having some of the commissioners phoning in and some of them, logging into their computer, just like the rest of the world, you can't always hear everybody. And and so that's sort of prolongs the discussion, because sometimes a commissioner will go on a few minute discussion on their own, and then the chairman will have to say, you know, we didn't hear any of that. Can you please repeat yourself or summarize what you're trying to say? So it's just like the rest of the world. It's a little frustrating trying to do, especially something as complex as this, mm-hmm. In the virtual world.
Now, Ryan, because we follow your Twitter feed religiously, we noted that it looked like at a point during the proceedings, there was maybe a slightly higher chance that something was going to happen. It seemed like maybe you thought there some action might be taken on this day, right?
I did. Commissioner Leah Marquez-Peterson had a proposal that APS would simply revive a rate plan where all customers can choose it if they like, all residential customers, and they would just be charged based on the amount of electricity they use in the month. And that, you know, is the old-fashioned way of charging for electricity. Right now, some customers can do that, but if you use more than 1,000 kilowatt hours a month, you're not allowed to be on that flat basic rate plan where you're just charged on the amount of electricity. You have to be on a rate plan that either charges you more during the afternoons from 3 to 8 or charges you more from 3 to 8 and adds an additional fee for the single 60-minute period in the month when you actually use the most electricity, which is a very difficult concept for residential customers to understand.
Mm-hmm. So as tends to happen at the commission, nothing ended up being voted on, right?
Well, yeah, they took no action. There's five commissioners, and, if I was a betting person, I would have bet something was going to happen last week, because all five of them are frustrated. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can't say it in more clear terms. They are angry that APS has not explained how its rates work to customers. That was sort of part of the deal back in 2017, is the regulator said, you can offer these more complex rate plans, probably more complex than any residential utility provider in the country, but you have to explain to people how it works so that they can take advantage of the best rate plan for their house. And we're, 3+ years down the road, that hasn't happened. But the five commissioners, despite all being frustrated, just couldn't agree on what they could do to remedy that situation today. Eventually, their staff attorney spoke up and so did a administrative law judge and said, you really have to just do this in the rate case, because APS has applied to, again, increase rates. Mm-hmm. And sometime late this year or early next year, the commissioners will get to vote on that. And it looks like there won't be any changes to the APS rate plans until that time.
Okay, so last quick question for you. What does this all mean for customers? Like, if you are one of those customers who's not on the best plan for them, how do you find out and what can you do?
Well, unfortunately, if you're a customer, you need to take a whole lot more interest in your electric rate plan than you probably ever have in the past, because there's about 500,000 people out there who are paying more each month than they need to. APS offers a calculator on its website that has had problems and misguided people in the past, and many thousands of people got refunds from the company because of the bad information that that calculator provided. Mm-hmm. But apparently the calculator is working. You can go on there and they will run a simulation to see what you would pay on the five rate plans that you can choose from as an APS customer. And if you don't trust that calculator, which would be fair considering what's happened in the past, you can read how the plans charge you and really understand what a demand rate means and how you would have to mitigate your energy use to not overpay on those plans. It requires a high level of involvement from the consumer to make sure you're not paying too much. But we learned through the last few years of debate over this, that some people pay hundreds of dollars more each year just by being on the wrong plan. So if everyone's working from home and has a little extra time on their hands, that would be a good use of it to make sure you're saving some money if you can.
All right. Ryan Rendazzer with the Arizona Republic, keeping us up to date on the Arizona Corporation Commission and APS. As always, Ryan, thank you.
Thanks a lot.